Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. And today's episode is extremely unique. So this was part of my Facebook live streaming series that I recorded a while ago. Again, there are some interruptions where I, respond to people who are tuning in, but I think it's super interesting. And to be completely transparent with you, I think it was really brave of me to record, and I feel like it's even braver to share now because a lot of what we touch on in this episode about censorship and moral arbitration has become even more of a heightened topic. And also, I reference some particular types of transgressive art that I think are more well known now than they were in 2019. And I think they might also have suffered like the Snopes effect, where like more people already know. I'm not introducing an idea, but more people already have like a perception that has been fed by whatever they've read or whatever. And I call that the Snopes effect, like kind of steering people's opinions and thoughts. So that's a little 411 about this episode, but I think it raises some really interesting questions, and that's really all that it is. The YouTube version of this, someone accused me of being wishy-washy, and as much as I know I can be wishy-washy sometimes because I'm dancing around things, I actually don't feel that that's the case. I really am sincerely in this episode asking some questions about the moral responsibility of art, and is art just something soft and pretty and inconsequential that we may or may not integrate into our lives, or is it meant to challenge us and shake us up and move us? And then if the answer is that, then what happens when we remove a God-centered spirituality from our desire to be challenged and to be moved, right? And then who gets to decide what is moral and what is God-centered? Of course, that's if we're oriented towards man and not towards like sacred writings and scripture and that sort of thing. So come in, splash around, take this deep dive if you want to into these very interesting questions. And next week, I will be introducing you to a couple who have used art to create healing and sacred space in their home. I hope you enjoy. And we are live. Hey, you guys. So today I'm going to go full rabbit hole, if I haven't done so already, because I want to talk about censorship, moral high ground, and transgressive art. And I don't have any conclusions. I'm just asking questions, both to myself. I'm working out my thoughts and asking questions to you. And some of these things you might want to do a little bit of research on to follow up with. But I really want to hear from you, your thoughts, after I share some of mine about censorship, moral high ground, and transgressive art. So when I was younger, I used to, kind of be in favor of censorship. Like I've always had a strong sense of sort of propriety and protectorship and dignity, and, just felt like, yeah, obviously there are things that, shouldn't be like fully in our face, or like kids shouldn't be exposed to, and that sort of thing. And I still feel that way. I feel like there's a proper, outlet for things. But as I've gotten older and become a little bit more aware about the implications when we start putting limitations on speech or art or whatever it is, that that it can get us into a very dangerous place when other people, say institutions, whether it's like, I don't know, the government or the gurus at YouTube or whoever making decisions about what we can and cannot see or learn or whatever, it's who are they to make those decisions? Is sort of my thinking. I think we're intelligent, have powers of discernment, and it's up to us to investigate truth and reality for ourselves and decide what we believe. If we want to believe the earth is flat, which I personally do not, but I see no reason to like limit access to those thoughts. People can research and decide for themselves. So that's sort of my feeling about censoring even something like hate speech. It's like, yes, I don't want anyone to be hurt or say unkind things ever, but who's making these decisions about what constitutes that? So, with that line of thinking, I am no longer in favor of censorship. And then there's this sort of like issue of morality, like of there being like sort of a moral code that is not necessarily legally enforced, but like enforced on the internet and that sort of thing. And again, it's like I should make those decisions myself, and we should want to be kind and moral for our own reasons and not because it's forced on us. And this is where I'm going to start getting into my other topic, because I also have my own moral opinions about what is proper and right. But I know when I'm on the other side of it, I see that as a red flag. So I have a friend who's a gallerist. He runs a gallery, and I respect him a lot as a human being and as a professional. And he expressed frustration in the kind of art that people buy, that people in this area at least are very tame in their choices. And he wants people to make more bold choice and get like maybe darker pieces and that sort of thing. Hey, Charles. And I appreciate that. My work isn't necessarily dark, but I mean it's bold. It's not just gonna like blend in with, you know, your stuff from Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever. So I appreciate that idea of like bold art. But then I started thinking, well, like, where does this stop? Because, or should it? See, that's the thing. Like, with artists and censorship, there's this whole genre of art. It's considered transgressive art, which intentionally defies common morality. And, I believe art is a very sacred thing. I do believe there's such thing as like true art and good art and that sort of thing. I'm not someone who thinks that whatever someone wants to call art is art. But then I also believe in free speech, and I believe even if something is like, in my opinion, trash, it should, as long as it's not actually hurting someone or violating someone, they should be able to create it or buy it or whatever. But it does lead to my own questions about what are the implications of this. So I'll give you some like really tangible examples that you can look up yourself. So you can look up what kind of art do the Podestas have? What kind of art do the Podestas have? And you'll see some discrediting articles, but you'll also see some images of art that the brothers have publicly shared that they own. And it's like, well, who would want paintings of children being abused in their home? You know, like, it makes me feel very uncomfortable. Who would want a sculpture of a Jeffrey Dahmer victim in like their foyer of their home? Or like the Maria Abramovich's celebrity spirit cooking parties, like you know, that where they like pretend to be like nibbling off of a dead body. If it's not a real body, I know this is like gross and terrible. I'm sorry I'm talking about this, but it's out there, and it's like it's a higher like economic echelon thing, and it's like, well, if no one's being hurt, and it's just their version of a keg party, like, okay, that's what you want to do. But then it's like, I mean, I get squeamish just like verbalizing that. So again, and since I personally don't like when other people try to push some sort of moral structure on me, other than like what I find in my own faith, but that's my own relationship. Like, I don't appreciate that when people make moral decisions for me or what I should think or say or whatever. So I feel like I owe other people that same respect. But then again, I question what kind of a world embraces those kinds of things. And of course, as an artist, it means a lot to me too. Like, what kind of art... what family or category as an artist am I a part of? So that's my rabbit hole for today. I'm just putting it out there. I'm just asking questions. And I'd like to know what your thoughts are about censorship and moral, I don't know what you call it, rules, dictums, laws, and transgressive art, and that sort of thing. Yeah. Okay, that's it. Hey, podcast listener, thanks for taking that deep dive with me. If today's episode has inspired you, I invite you to check out some spiritual realism fine art yourself. Visit JacquelineClaireArt.com and really give yourself some time to look around, so to speak, and see what images really call out to your heart and soul. I offer the original paintings, which have all the texture and life force that went into their making, as well as signed archival paper prints, which make wonderful gifts or affordable decor, and custom canvas prints, which are kind of a blend of both. They look like original paintings. They're on stretched canvas, but they are reproductions. And for that reason, you can have the size customized to fit your space requirements. And the investment is definitely less than an original painting. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, I encourage you to visit my Patreon page linked in the show notes and consider becoming a member, a sponsor of this podcast. Membership starts at just $3 a month. Of course, it means so much to me, but more than that, it is a joy to know that you are a part of everything that I create and put out into the world. It is so much more than me. It is what we can create together and all the lives that I hope in some way are touched by the fine art, by the podcast, by the videos. So please check that out. And on Patreon, you will also get access to exclusive discount codes, news before anyone else hears it, and behind the scenes looks at things that I'm creating. All right, my friends, until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I'll catch you next time.